This is pretty much the whole local group?
I think so.
It looks pretty good there.
15, that's all of them.
And there's a few that are going to join them down in Florida along the way and whatever. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, we are baptized in Christ. We are called to offer ourselves to the Lord in thanksgiving for what he has done and continues to do for us and through us. It is our privilege to recognize and support those who are engaged in the mission ministry of this congregation. Today, we celebrate those going to Panama City, Florida on the mission trip, leaving Friday, 8 a.m.? Okay, that's early. Having offered yourself in the disaster relief team ministry of this congregation, will you follow our Lord's example of humble service? If so, please respond with yes, with the help of God. And you, the members and friends of Salem Lutheran Church, will you continue to support and to pray for these men and women as they travel to Panama City? If so, please respond with, we will. We will. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son washed the feet of the disciples as a sign of servants to others. Uphold the members of this mission trip who follows Jesus' example and strengthen them in their faith. For all who offer themselves in your name, we give thanks, O God. Give them the joy of service and constant care and guidance. Give them safety in travel, good health, and opportunities to love and to serve others. May the Lord bless you and your time and energy in Florida and along the way. May the Lord make his face shine on you and through you to all that you will work with and be with. May the Lord look upon you with favor and keep you safe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we bless these prayer shawls, quilts, and crosses. May God's grace be upon these shawls, and quilts, warming, comforting, enfolding, and embracing. May they be a mantle, a safe haven and sacred place of security and well-being, sustaining and embracing in good times and in difficult times. May the people who receive these shawls and quilts be cradled in hope, kept in joy, graced with peace, and wrapped in love. And may God's grace be upon these crosses to bring peace, hope, and love to whoever holds them. May the people who receive these crosses be filled with faith for the living of each day. And we all say, Amen. Let us give glory to God.